I'd like to call the special city council meeting to order. Look at roll call, please.
Charlie Hawkins.
Here.
Dennis Olson.
Here.
Bonnie Onion.
Here.
Harry Robinson.
Here.
Steve Lawrenson.
Here.
Paul Greeno.
Here.
Mary Lou Stewart requested to be excused tonight.
I'll entertain a motion to that effect.
So moved.
Second.
Made and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion is carried 6-0. The first item on our agenda is a public hearing on the transportation benefit district ballot measure. Raven, are you going to present that to us?
I have a brief presentation that council's seen most of, but I thought since there's members of the public here that I would go ahead and run that through, if that's okay with you.
Fine, thank you.
So we're here this evening to talk about a transportation benefit district, and the main reason we're looking at that is to fund streets and trails going into the future. And so I'm going to talk to you a little bit about what a district is and some of the things that we hope to do with the funding that's generated from that. So first, just really briefly, how did we get here? Last year we sent out a survey to every resident in Blaine, also had it online, so it was a very comprehensive outreach process that reached, or we got responses from over 900 community members. So for a city of our size, that's actually a very good response. The survey provided a lot of priorities for the city in terms of projects and services, and a good percentage of those were related to streets and trails, transportation being very important to the economic development of our town. What we're finding, however, is that the demand for city services is higher than what our revenue is. We are limited by law to a 1% revenue increase in property tax. And much of the time, our costs increase more than 1%. So that kind of dials in a problem right then and there. We also retain less than 1% of the 8.5% sales tax that we charge in Blaine. And the rest goes to the state. So when we have other services meeting those funding sources, it means less revenue is available for streets, sidewalks, and trails. So that's what we're here about tonight. So just a little historical perspective on how we have funded streets in the past. We have used property and gas tax. The slide here also shows that at one point in time, we actually had a fairly sizable transfer from the general fund, which is also property tax for the most part, and that in yellow there went away in 2012 when Semiahmoo closed, and those funds were needed to support other city services, and essentially that funding never came back. In 2012, we were able to kind of manage, and actually through 2013, with the penny per gallon that is paid at the pump here in Blaine, that was doing really well. But when the Canadian dollar started to decline, that revenue source also started declining. So we're really seeing benefit here also from the property tax, 16% that you see on the bottom, is also going away in 2017. And I will describe that a little bit later. So the City Council formed the Transportation Benefit District at their meeting on January 23rd. That district is right now just what it is. It's an unfunded district of the city that is geared towards transportation revenue. What we're proposing is a 10-year, 2/10 of 1% sales tax increase, which would generate approximately $200,000 a year for trails and streets. Those projects and programs, we have a few examples of in a later slide. The other thing that this does is provide us matching funds for grants. We had did this presentation for the Planning Commission last week, and one of the questions was, how are you going to fund these huge projects with $200,000 a year? Well, what you really need to know is that Blaine has been very, very successful in receiving state and federal grants for street funding in the past, but they always require a matching amount, and that matching amount has to come from local dollars. The 0.2% would raise our sales tax from 8.5 to 8.7. That is the same sales tax that already exists in Bellingham, Linden, and Ferndale. So they've already adopted transportation benefit districts, and when our citizens shop in those other cities, we're helping to fund their transportation programs. The really cool thing about the transportation benefit district is that the money that is raised stays in Blaine. It doesn't go back to the state. We're recommending the sales tax increase also because the visitors to Blaine share in that cost. So when we have folks coming in to buy gas or going to the mailbox stores or restaurants, etc., those citizens are sharing, or excuse me, those visitors are sharing the cost of that tax. So this is kind of an interesting slide. It shows how our penny per gallon gas tax revenue has declined and how that relates to the annual border crossing volumes. So visitors are a really big part of the Blaine economy, and we're trying to capture some of that so the burden is not just on our citizens. So you might ask, what types of projects and programs are we talking about here? Well, we're talking about safety enhancements. We do have a lot of sidewalks in Blaine that are still not handicap compliant. We also have several areas where we have missing links of sidewalk where we would like to extend sidewalk to connect those links. We have maintenance programs like striping and pavement delineators, traffic control signs, different site improvements, etc. And then preservation programs, simply pavement repair, patch repair, chip sealing, resurfacing of streets, crack sealing, all those things extend the life of our streets so that we don't have to do a full reconstruction by missing those opportunities. So streets also have a very fundamental component of economic development. A couple of examples here are the I-274 interchange. It's something that we have been promoting at the state level for a very long time. Our visitors, when they come across the border, if they don't get off the freeway at the roundabout, they're sent to Birch Bay Square. And I think a good majority of those people are not turning around and coming back to Blaine. So the 274 interchange needs to be have both directions, and that is a very sizable project. Something there where if we were able to get state and federal funding, that matching fund would be really important. We also have a really fundamental need to fix the traffic channelization on our Boblett kind of Odell, 543 area. This is where a lot of the economic development in Blaine is going to occur. This is where our manufacturing zone is located. And we really do not have very good traffic delineation in that area. And we actually had a fatality there a few weeks ago. Trails also bring people to Blaine. We have beautiful, beautiful trails along Semiahmoo Spit. We recently completed the Peace Portal Community Trail. We want to extend those projects. We want to enhance those trail segments and bring that recreational component visitors to Blaine, as well as having that for ourselves. I know before I worked for Blaine, been here for 30 years, and Semiahmoo and that spit have been one of the places that I visited the most probably before I came to work here, just for its beauty and recreational opportunities. We did consider other funding sources. We could do a special levy. This is something that would be voted by the citizens, very similar to this. The voters did approve a 10-year property tax levy for streets in 1996, and we did a lot of great street improvements. The problem with a special levy is that that burden for the funding is on the local taxpayers exclusively, and there's also interest on the debt that you're incurring. We also, council can do a non-voted type of bond for street maintenance. They did that in 2006 after the 1996 levy expired. They opted to use general fund dollars instead of going back to the voters to pay the debt on that particular bond. And as I indicated, that money is needed for other city services. So the Transportation Benefit District, now that it is formed, can be funded one of two ways, via car tabs, where it would be $20 per car. And after 2 years, you can actually increase that over time up to $100. Or the sales tax, and the state allows up to 0.2%. So again, we're recommending to City Council this evening, after the public hearing, for consideration of putting this sales tax measure on our ballot for our voters to go to the polls on April 25th. And with that, leave it for questions of council or open to the public hearing. I should note that the full list of projects is on our website. We have links there to our Facebook page, and as well as having an exclusive email address for the TBD.
Council members, have any questions for Evan? Okay, hearing none, I'll open the public hearing. Anyone who wishes to speak on this issue will be allowed 5 minutes. Additional and unrepetitive testimony will be allowed after all testimonies have been heard. Now, is there anyone that would like to come forward and speak to the transportation? Okay, please come forward. Mike, and state your name and address for the record, please.
Mike Hill, Wayne, Washington. You want my birthday?
Just Social that's security all you need. Number will be fun.
Yeah, I've been a local resident here for my whole life, and I'm in favor of the tax. I think the city needs it. We're in a position that we really. We need money, and we're doing our best to try to get things going around here. I just want you guys, from my opinion and my view on, I think all this is good. The only thing I don't know if you've ever been asked about the exit 274, the interchange thing. I remember my dad saying, and Art, Steve's dad, saying a long time ago, if they ever put that interchange in, it'll split the town one more time. And I remember when gas business was downtown, we had the drugstore downtown, the grocery store downtown, and it warranted to go out there to the other side, on the other side of the truck route. And so we split the town up, and both sides were packed. I mean, I totally get that. But right now, and I know it takes a long time for the federal government to, who knows what's going to happen, and if we're getting any money or they get any money to redo that. But if we split that town one more time, and I know what people think, you know, yeah, they go, if they come in and they miss Blaine, they got to go over to Birch Bay. But if they get off, which they are getting off, we just can't keep them there. And if they get off, they come through town and they go by all our businesses. And I just believe if we push that 274 right now until it needs it, and this is, you know, a lot of people going to Birch Bay, they'll never stop in Blaine. Those people coming across that border, they'll go through, and yeah, some may miss and come back, but the majority, you know, they have to now. And what a good problem to have for me. And that's the only thing is just to be aware of that thought, because you split a pie so many times, and after a while, everybody's starving to death. Because I mean, we're working to get things going, but that's just my view. But I think this is a needed and must due on this gas tax.
Thank you. Raven, would you like to respond at exit 274, just so where we're at with it?
So, yeah, sure. Right now, we actually got the $45 million project funded in the state budget for 2023, and then last year they yanked the funding. And so internally, our in-house staff have come up with two lower cost scenarios, much more in keeping with what you're talking about, Mike, especially on the southbound link, using the existing interchange form right-of-way and so forth a little bit more differently, so it won't be your typical diamond interchange that you're concerned about. Those two lower cost alternatives we're thinking are more in the range of $20 to $25 million, still an enormous amount of money, of course. But we are getting some traction at the state level with these ideas from their planners and their engineers. We've created a project page and a legislative funding request, and our city manager, Dave Wilbrecht, is actually going to Olympia with the mayor, I believe, on Wednesday. No?
Just me.
Just you? Oh, shoot. Okay. But, hey, he's going to make a splash over in Olympia City Action Days on Wednesday and Thursday this week, and has appointments, actually, to show them the project page, talk them through the legislative request form, and hopefully this will get onto the state budget again. But I'll be happy to sit down with you if you have an interest in looking at it, because I absolutely agree with your concerns.
Yeah, we've got a long way to go on that. It's an eight-year budgeting process.
You'll be long retired, I'm sure.
and they've already taken it off. We're working hard to get it back on, but that doesn't mean that we wouldn't see any start until probably 8 years from now. So maybe the traffic at that time would warrant it, but we're just hoping to get it back on the budget. Okay, is there anyone else that wishes? I'll take the lady in front. You'd be kind enough to provide your name and address for the record, please.
My name is Shelley Moore. I live at 1121 Garfield Avenue. And I think the 0.2% sales tax is a great way to help fund the streets and the parks on a permanent basis versus just the city residents paying for it. So I applaud you on coming up with this creative way to get the funds into our coffers. So I'm one that is willing to say yeah, especially since I'm a commissioner on the Blainbridge Bay Parks and Recs. It's great to see this kind of funding source potentially coming on. So thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Gentlemen, you come forward and state your name and address for the record.
Hey, I prepared so I don't forget anything. My name is Sean Ventura. I live at 270 9th Street in Blaine. I'm here tonight to speak in favor of the 2% gas tax for the Transportation Benefit District. I wish to make my comment as a private citizen, but I also volunteer on the Blaine City Parks and Cemetery Board. So I understand some of the numbers behind the funding of what we'd like to do with our projects, where we'd like to move with certain things. But I would rather be here representing my family and our family interests. My family has worked and lived in Blaine for years. My current entire immediate family, three generations, live in Blaine. And own businesses in Blaine. I work with Blaine's local taxi service, Red Cab, which maybe you see us around once in a while. So I have a lot of ample opportunity to speak with both residents and visitors, tourists, people that are moving through town. Among the topmost suggestions that I hear right after cleaning up older buildings and encouraging more business and tourist attractions is improving our roads and trails. Projects like the Border to Birch Bay Loop Trail are in high demand. Blaine and Birch Bay share a large amount of foot traffic and bicycle traffic at all hours of the day, and I personally will attest to this. The State Route 548, Blaine Road, between Birch Bay and Blaine, is one of the primary corridors where we are trying to develop this Birch Bay to Blaine bicycle trail. Safety-wise, I cannot say enough that we need that. The two bridges, Dakota Creek, California Creek, they were never designed for the traffic they're handling. They're way out of date, and they don't have any shoulder for pedestrians. And almost every night when I drive the night shift with taxis. So I start during business hours, and I end up 5, 6 a.m. And I see people all hours of the day, whether they're coming home from whatever they're doing, if they're going to work. We have a lot of people that in Blaine that travel that route for whatever reason, all hours of the day, poor lighting, and I have had many incidences where I've come close to hitting people. Safety-wise, this should be paramount. And if we could fund it through the tax, that's amazing to me. During the summer, Blaine often becomes a starting point for bicycle relays and scenic bicycle tours. We all see them when they come out. I'm not really into that, but we know that they come through Blaine by the dozens. Currently, that traffic, again, is forced down SR 548, which creates a serious safety concern. The proposed trail system would provide safety and increase ecotourism. Another thing that I speak with people, especially out of Vancouver, Langley, the lower mainland of British Columbia, they want to come to Blaine. They come across the border because we have more wilderness areas. They can go out, they can look at the birds, they can go to Semiahmoo Spit. But a lot of them want to come down and do hiking, walking, or bicycling. And they would come across the border on foot, go all the way down to Birch Bay, go out around Drayton Harbor. I can't tell you how many people I've spoken to that really want this. And these people, as far as visitors go, are what Blaine wants, because as a starting or end point with the border especially, they come through, they go to Blaine businesses, they go to our restaurants, they go to our grocery, they go to those little areas, boutique shops. They'll go along, do what they want. There's less impact, less actual vehicle traffic because of the ecotourism nature of it. They can go out, see our beautiful wilderness areas, our birding events, all those events. And every time I talk to people about this, they want it. They say, when will it be done? Not if. When will you guys build this? So, again, this trail, and like others like it, and a lot of the other projects that we're planning and safety concerns, they're paramount, and I really think that they would help bring Blaine to more people, make it more interesting, and encourage more people to come here. Raising the sales tax brings our town's sales tax rate on par with local communities, as was already explained, and it allows Blaine to grow with the investment of our visitors as well as residents. Again, everyone I've talked to, I have not heard anyone that says they mind a 2% or 0.2% sales tax on it. This really, as far as I'm concerned, this needs to happen, both for business, both for safety, for the community involvement. So thank you for letting me make comments.
Thank you for your comments. I appreciate it. Come forward, please. Who is that lady? Please be kind enough to give us your name and address for the record, please.
Hello. My name is Carol Solomon, 4275 Sweet Road in Blaine. I'm here as a representative of the Blaine Chamber of Commerce. I'm on the board, and I just want you to know how much the Chamber Board is in support of this tax, and many of the businesses that are members in the Chamber agree with it as well. I'm not going to go through again what this gentleman just said. He did a wonderful job of describing about a lot of the situation with our trails. And running the visitor center, I talk to citizens and visitors both. And bicycling and hiking are one of the main things that people come to Blaine for. Like he described, a lot of Canadians coming across that border, it's easy access for them, and they love coming here. This is a great stop for them. And I would like to see that trail from downtown Blaine all the way around the harbor to the Spit and to Birch Bay. I would like to see something happen with that. And so the businesses that are in town, it's only a benefit to business as well as the people who live here and visit her. That's all I want to say.
Okay, I appreciate it very much. Is there anyone else that wishes to speak to the issue? Going, gone. Okay.
Sure, I have one other item that we, Raven and I, just realized we neglected to get in your packet because it happened on Thursday. The Park and Cemetery Board, after hearing the presentation on the Transportation Benefit District, passed a motion in support of the ballot initiative.
Thank you, Michael. Okay, thank you very much. If there's no one else that wishes to speak to the issue, I will close the public hearing. Okay, the next item on our agenda is a council action item. It is Resolution 1704-17, the Transportation Benefit District Ballot Measure. Sherry, you are going to address that.
I will. So before you is Resolution 1704-17. It's a little bit lengthy. It includes the items that would be included in the Transportation Improvement Program and how the ballot would be listed out, the information, and then whether the voter would vote yes or no for it. As Raven had said, this would generate approximately $200,000 a year for transportation projects and programs. The cost for taking it to a special election on April 25th is going to be approximately $25,000. Staff in the budget process had included about $20,000, so there might be an adjustment about mid-year in the budget to correct that. And so the recommendation for the council would be to adopt resolution 1704-17, providing for a ballot proposition to be submitted to the qualified electors of the city on April 25th, 2017 to impose a 0.2% sales and use tax within the city, formerly the Blaine Transportation Benefit District, for a period of 10 years to fund specified transportation improvements and provide direction to prepare an annual report pursuant to RCW 36.73.160. One other thing I'd like to mention to the council is should the resolution, council adopt the resolution, there are some requirements that would need to be made according to the auditor. By the 24th of this month, the ballot measure with the cover sheet, the attorney's explanatory statement, and a list of the members for the committee for the for and against would need to be provided to the county auditor. Following that, the actual comments, the for and against, would need to be provided to the county auditor by the 1st of March. So there is a tight deadline now.
Okay, questions for sure?
Yes, Bonnie. But doable, right?
Yes.
Just, on the question on the ballot, which you have here on mm-hmm. the back page, I would just... and I know if you need to, you can make some minor changes to it after we vote on this. But I would suggest it doesn't say anywhere on the next to last line, include but not limited to street and sidewalk improvements and repair. And I think we should add and trail enhancements, trail construction and enhancements, or because a certain percentage of the dollars are going to go towards trails. I mean, we have stipulated that. Elsewhere. I don't know if it's mentioned in this.
We can add that. That's not a problem.
But I think in the wording it should be included.
Raven, are you comfortable changing?
Yes, sir. We actually caught one of those earlier and just missed that one, but that is our intention for it to state transportation projects.
The resolution will be modified resolution.
We will add trails or
trail enhance. Yes.
Okay. You're comfortable with that wording? Okay. Any other questions?
Yes.
Dennis. Raven, on the page 3, it talks about description of the TIP projects. Those are not prioritized, are they?
The list of projects is sort of prioritized. We actually took it from the responses from the Strategic Economic Initiative. But the way that they will be funded will be based on what other funding sources we're able to cobble together, grant specific and so forth. But we felt it important to reflect what our community was saying when we listed the project. So yes and no.
So if something came up that had to be done, mm-hmm. that would take a priority.
Absolutely.
Okay. Further questions?
And by the way, Council Member Olison, that is included in the actual resolution comment on that.
Okay.
So the council has the right to approve changes.
Okay. Any further questions? Okay, the recommendation is that the council adopt resolution 1704-17, providing for a ballot proposition to be submitted to the qualified electors of the city on October the 25th.
April.
I'm going to say April.
You said October.
Oh, I'm old. So. Okay. On April the 25th, 2017, to impose a 0.2% sales and use tax within the city, formerly the Blaine Transportation Benefit District, for a period of 10 years to fund specified transportation improvements and provide direction to prepare an annual report pursuant to RCW 36.73.160.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, motion has been made and second. Are there any further questions or comments? Hearing none, I'll call for the vote. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any say opposed, say nay. Hearing none, the motion is carried 6-0. And can I adjourn this portion of the special council meeting? Okay, we'll adjourn from the special council meeting.